You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
A controversial water treatment plant is being proposed for a section of native bush just outside of the Titirangi township. The original plan had the plant situated in Oratia, with Watercare stating 12 houses would be required for removal. However, a successful protest campaign from the community had stalled this, with Watercare now considering an alternative site. A 4-hectare patch of land which borders Exhibition Drive, Woodlands Park Road and Manuka Road. Local Titirangi residents voiced their concerns in early June by placing placards on trees with words such as Watercare, don't chop me down. On the Green Desk yesterday, Lily Peacock spoke with Dr. Mels Barton of the Titirangi Residents and Ratepayers Association regarding this contentious issue. But residents are saying she represents only a small section of the Titirangi community. To uncover an alternative perspective, I spoke with the president of the Titirangi Protection Group, Simon Kitson.
We're opposed to the plant as it's currently suggested because we think it's massive. We think this is going to be a massive plant, which is inappropriate in the area they're trying to put it. We have long lived with a water treatment plant in our midst, the Huia Water Treatment Station, and we're perfectly happy for a water treatment plant on a similar footprint. In other words, a plant that doesn't cause such devastation to the environment and doesn't cause such disruption and doesn't actually affect the total character of our road. Our community is very much a bush living community, and that whole area of that road, the top end of Woodlands Park Road, would effectively become a big industrial site. Because not only would there be this plant, there would also be the heritage listed Huia treatment station, which would actually have to remain. And at the top of the road, there's the Niaputu filtration station, which is also a heritage listed site, which has been left abandoned and rotting away at the top of the road.
So you touched on environmental concerns. Could you elaborate on these? What are the specific environmental issues that you're worried about?
Okay, this is an area which is categorized by Auckland Council as a significant ecological area. And they did a survey in 2013 and confirmed that it was of the highest ecological significance. Now, if you look at the plans of the plant, we understand that the plans of the plant at the moment are provisional. We can't say definitively what it's going to look like. But the current plans would involve around 4 hectares of a native bush being felled. And this does include some significant environmental vegetation. If you look back at all the Watercare documentation during the selection process, they put a great emphasis on the ecological significance of this area. Now, since the decision's been made, they're trying to spin it that it's just going to be where the caretakers' cottages were, and it's just the area where it's grassy. It's a lot bigger than that. It's a huge, huge area that they're talking about felling.
So it's gonna mean a large section of native bush will be required to be removed.
Yes, and there's another issue here that this area is about as protected as it can be. So what message does this send for the future about other protected areas? If they can just fell this, well, what's to stop them felling other areas? Because the Watercare actually have a large area of designation within the Waitakere ranges. And, you know, are they going to be able to protect the whole of the Waitakere ranges? Is this just setting a precedent for undermining the ecological protections that are in play? So we're very concerned about the message that this sends for other areas. In the area.
As this seems to have such an important ecological area, why have they chosen this area? Why not choose down the road a few kilometres?
Well, I mean, this area was chosen largely because they own it. They've owned it since part of the land they requisitioned in 1910 and part of it they requisitioned in 1925. And also because they've had a designation to use this land for about 40 years. Now, the issue with that is, of course, the land is very different now than it was 40 years ago when they got their designation. The laws on environmental protection are very different today than they were then. And also the Waima community, the part of Titirangi around this area is very different than it was when they designated. There's a lot more housing now there. It's about 2,400 people down there. Now, their issue with other areas that further down the road is, of course, they don't want to go into their catchment area because they want their catchment area to remain pristine. So that's an issue. Now, they did have a selection process where they had this alternative between putting it in our road and putting it in Parker Road in Oratia. Which from their perspective was a much better site from the engineering point of view and all of those areas, all of those aspects, but of course had the massive negative that would have involved moving people out of their houses. But the problem there is you've got a shortlisting process which has basically selected two sites, and if everyone agrees that one of them is outrageous because it involves moving people out of their homes, then effectively you've got a shortlist which just consists of one location. And that's not even a shortlist. That's not a list, let alone a shortlist, in our estimation.
Mm. But you would have to say that the selection of the Tararangi area would have to be at least better than the removal of 18 homes.
12 homes.
12 homes, sorry, my mistake.
But that's still significant, yeah. We were very supportive of the people in Oritia. I actually put in a submission at one point, neither to Tirangi or Oritia. What we wanted was there to be other alternatives, more due diligence done with supplying other alternatives, because we felt that we agreed that Oritia was unacceptable because of the people losing their homes. And that's not normally how water care operate. They actually have quite a good record of not throwing people out of their homes. And so we were surprised that they came up with a shortlist which just had two locations on it effectively, and that was Tirangi with the environmental impacts, and also there are human impacts there as well, because this plant would be, the perimeter fence of this plant would be about 4 meters from the closest house, and there's a lot of issues with traffic and those other issues because the road infrastructure is not very good around there.
And how has Watercare's communication been regarding this?
I mean, it's been on two different levels, I'd say, with this. On the community consultation, it's been terrible. They've been very reluctant to have public meetings, to engage with the public in any meaningful way. But on the other level, I've had very good relations with someone within Watercare, their planner. I've always been able to write to him personally and get information back from him. But I think it's more in terms of how they work with the community that they haven't been doing a very good job.
And what do you think the causes for their terrible community communication?
I mean, I think they have a bit of a reputation on this, that they do tend to sort of a view, because they feel that they can impose their will on community. They feel that if they get a designation, they don't really need to listen to the community. Now, there is going to be a community liaison group meeting, of which I'm a member, but we are sort of looking at that with a bit of skepticism going into it. We need to make sure that it's actually not just a box-ticking exercise, that they are actually going to listen to what we say. So we'll see. That's meeting this evening for the first time. So we'll see actually how that actually is in terms of representing the community and listening to the community.
So you feel even this community group will still be, your issues will still be unheard by Watercare?
We're waiting to see, but that is our suspicion, you know, that's our fear, that it will just be a box-ticking exercise. And we'll see, we'll judge it on its merits when it meets. That is our fear going into it.
Earlier last month, there was a protest where signs were placed along trees down the Clark Bush track.
Yeah.
Has anything resulted from this protest?
Well, I mean, it's about raising consciousness, really, about making people aware of just how massive this proposed plant is. And I think people are starting to realise that. I think a lot of people didn't realise that as it stands, the plant is actually going to go right down into the Clark Bush track and a little bit beyond it. I mean, we don't, as I say, we don't know the definitive plan at the moment. Watercare are currently, you know, able to hide behind this. Well, none of our plans are permanent yet, but as it stands, you know, it's about raising awareness about just how massive this plant is. And if people are unsure about how massive this is, they need to consider this. When they were thinking of building a plant in Oritia, they actually owned a plot of land that was 7.7 hectares there. And they didn't think that was big enough for their needs. They thought they also needed to remove 12 houses in Oritia, which is obviously a very controversial thing to do. So they are planning something really massive.
What has the effect been inside of the Tararangi community surrounding this contentious issue? Has opinions flared up?
We're aware that there are different opinions. We have a strong level of community support. We've listened very much to the community. We've got the Tararangi Protection Group Facebook page has about 1,000 members now. We've got a petition going with 2,300 signatures. We've got a survey going, which has been going on all the local community groups to find out what people are thinking about. And about 15% of people are saying they're happy with the plant going there, and the rest of the people are saying they're very concerned. They have a lot of concerns with it. So, yes, there are diverged opinions within Tiranga, as you'd expect. But we recognize that there are also a lot of people are very, very concerned about this. It's not just in Tiranga either. This affects the other parts of the Waitakere as well, because the scenic drive road, which drives into the Waitakere, will be affected heavily during the period of construction, and it might even, you know, become quite difficult to use that road. That affects Auckland tourism as well, because it's a natural route for people going into the Waitakere is to stop in Tiranga, have a coffee or a lunch, and then drive on into the Waitakere and go to the Arataki Visitors Centre or to go to Piha or something. And all of this might become a little bit more difficult during the 3 years of construction.
Right, so this is going to be a wider issue than just those involved with the construction and around that area then.
That's right, yeah.
And what about the future? What plans are there to alter Watercare's proposal?
Well, one of the things we're trying to do is we're working with experts in the background. We're trying to set up an alternative proposal. We're working with water engineers and other people with specialist knowledge of that. We're actually trying to offer an alternative engineering solution to Watercare. But the other thing that needs to take place is there needs to be more of an holistic approach to water supply and water consumption. And by that I mean Auckland needs to start thinking about sustainability of water use and water supply. When the Ardmore plant was out of action earlier in the year, people did manage to temporarily achieve 15% to 20% cuts in water usage. Now, I'm aware that's an emergency measure, but with the right training, the right education, and the right incentive, perhaps those sorts of things could be achieved on the longer term basis. Also, we need to be encouraging new build houses to be built with water tanks in their garden so some of their water supply can come from rainwater harvesting. In addition, Watercare do currently lose about 15% of the water they produce in the water treatment plants to leaks. Now, they are working very clearly on that to try and resolve that problem. But all of these issues are things that need to be taken forward. It's about developing a sustainable approach to water supply and water consumption.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.